I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. Underhouse Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters. And I will even give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside. 10 strokes, that's a lot. That means 20 strokes in case you don't play golf. I will give him 10 strokes aside, and if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million. And I'll bet you he doesn't take the offer.
Yep, classic Trump.
Yep.
Lee, this is the Trump we loved.
Yes.
The one we fell in love with, the happy warrior. A lot of folks pointing out overnight, the angry Trump is gone on the stump. Angry Trump's still on Truth Social. The angry Trump that has kind of been, you know, has maybe scared some people a little bit. This is the happy Trump, the happy war, the one who used the tool of laughter at his opponents to decimate all 16 candidates in the Republican field in that primary. I've never seen anything like it. Gives him a nickname, makes fun of them according to their weakness, and he's very good at finding their weakness. This is classic Trump. This is the Trump who, along with Reagan, would probably be one of the most beloved presidents of all time if he could just keep this up.
Yeah.
Just keep this up. No side battles. We're not going to get into it with Megyn Kelly or Rosie O'Donnell. We're not going to do any of that. Just focus on Joe. Focus on Joe and the board. And you're going to be there. Okay. Meanwhile, Trump goes down to there's two things people want to know. Is Joe Biden going to drop out or not? That's number one. Number two, who is the vice president going to be? Okay, so we've got a South Carolinian in the mix. We're told, supposedly, Lee, it went down, and there was a lot of news outlets reporting this about a week ago, that it was down to Doug Burgum,
Rubio,
and J.D. Vance. Yeah. So I really like J.D. Vance. But I do not like Burgum. Burgum's nasty, nasty piece of work. He personally raised, he's very much like South Carolina here, in his home state, he personally raised money to go around in the GOP primaries and defeat conservatives. We do not need that anywhere near the White House. So I'm really hoping it's not Burgum, but Burgum has access to a lot of money. Trump's going to want the money. So let's hope that's not the pick. But and then now Fox News has been reporting the last 48 hours that there's actually four, and Tim Scott is one of them. So Tim Scott seems to have faded from the mix and then be back in the four. I don't know. I don't know what it means. But a lot of people saying it might be Rubio. That's the buzz, because he was down there in Florida and, you know, did a rally, just did a rally with Rubio. So, I mean, I don't know, but that's what, you know, people are speculating. And Trump fed that yesterday.
Full-scale breakdown. I think they probably think I'm going to be announcing that Marco's going to be vice president. I don't know. Because that's a lot of press. That's a lot of press.
The good news is that while they're trying to figure out who their nominee is and how they can trick Joe Biden into not showing up tomorrow to work so they can replace him, we know who our nominee is. He's going to be the next president of the United States, and his name is...
So we'll see, Lee. Who do you think it's going to be?
I really don't know, because a case can be made for each of them. I realize the negatives that you've brought about some of them, but there's a case to be made for all four. I will say this, not to buck the host, I am less happy with Vance. I think he's got some very interesting views, and I think there's a lot on policy that I agree with, but just a bit young and a little bit untested. As far as I'm concerned, but once again, I'm an old guy, so I agree with you on some of your criticisms also of Burgum and also of Rubio and Tim Scott as well. But, you know, I would just be more comfortable from a political standpoint if there was a senator or governor. And I realize Vance is a senator now, but I mean, I believe he's a first term as senator here because he's congressman first.
Trump's not going to pick Vance.
I don't think so either. I think it's
He's not going to pick him.
And the only deal with Rubio, if you see Rubio make a residency change, then you know that it's going to be him because you know, you can't have the president and vice president both in the same state.
Yeah.
So that'll be the issue. And anyway,
here's kind of where I am on Rubio. Rubio was one of the original Amnesty 8.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah. Hardcore Amnesty guy. We do an Amnesty. Lights out for the country. Yeah. We're going to be a one-party system like China.
Yeah.
Okay? And I need to know Marco Rubio has come to understand that. I need to know that.
Yeah.
And I don't know it right now. He hasn't talked about amnesty in a long time, but he used to be. Remember, he got caught. He thought we didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
So he could go around in Spanish and advocate for amnesty, got cold busted. Yeah. And that was after he had denied he was for amnesty after saying he was for amnesty. So he was one of those Bush guys. He was in there with Lindsey Graham. He has got to understand, because remember, Trump is setting this up. Trump's a one-termer.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the most important vice presidential pick ever on both sides. One, because if it's Biden is the nominee, that person's the president, because Biden's not going to make it through 4 years. George Stephanopoulos got caught on camera saying that. He's not wrong, okay? So the vice president is the president if Joe Biden is the candidate, okay?
Well, remember, though, Tara, we said this the first time Biden got elected, so.
Well, yeah, but now he truly is degenerating. I mean, we knew
it. Oh, yeah, well, we knew then, still, it's
so. True. Yeah, so, I mean, he's going to be gone. There's that. But it's the same with Trump, because Trump has been saying, and he's not wrong, but he's right about this, and he's right to sell his VP this way. Hey, listen, this is the person that's going to run in 4 years. This is your nominee 4 years from now, because I'm not going to be here. And you got to do, it's going to take 8 years to clean up this mess, right? So having that person be Rubio scares the hell out of me, given the amnesty, because he always takes amnesty. Doesn't matter whatever any other issue is, we're done. We are finished. Lights out. You will see South Carolina go purple, if not blue. Georgia goes purple. Florida goes blue or purple. Texas goes solid blue. It's over at that point. Okay, we cannot do amnesty. I need to understand that Marco Rubio has thought this through, figured this out. And he's not going to listen to Bush people who have given him money for years.
Yeah.
However, okay, I could also tell you why Trump might be leaning toward Rubio. I had no idea Rubio was as politically talented as he is. His interviews have been savage.
Yeah.
He is, I hate to say it, he is better on the stump, not the stump, he is better in an interview than Trump. Trump wanders and loses his train of thought. Rubio has been going on the bluest of networks and humiliating the hosts. And I played some of it, I'm going to play some more of it today. And if Trump's got to look at that, that is some of the best politics and selling of our position I have seen, bar none, in recent years from Rubio. I had no idea he could do it.
Yeah.
And so if that is the Rubio who's going to show up and fight, it's tempting. It's tempting.
Yeah.
That is, Tim Scott will never do that, okay? He's going to guffaw, nice guy, opportunity zones, Morning in America, reprise Reagan speech, blah, blah. Tim Scott's never going to fight, because Tim Scott has never fought a day in his life. Nice guy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's more of a preacher than he is.
He is. He's a nice guy.
Else.
He is as soft as a pillow.
But Rubio knows how to attack and how to do it.
Really well. I had no idea he had it in him. And you know why we haven't seen it before? Because he spent so long in the Bush camp where you don't fight and you capitulate and you give in and you amnesty that we've never seen this. You don't do those things. They consider them embarrassing. And so Rubio here, you're watching him break with the Bush camp, I hope, and put up one hell of a fight. If you haven't seen Rubio's recent interviews, you will be just enthralled for an hour.
Trump uses a battle axe, and Rubio uses a fencer.
Yeah,
you know, he's very precise and a little more deft and a little bit less collateral damage.
And here's what Trump, and I've told you this from the beginning, Trump is going to pick somebody from the country club Republican Bush camp. Yeah. Let me tell you why he's good, because it was and that's who Tim Scott is. It's also who Rubio is. Yeah. That's his political base. Yeah. Burgum's political base, too. Why is Trump going to do that? Because he feels like he needs to shore up his flank. He needs to bring the country clubbers home. Mm-hmm. He needs, we don't, there's not enough of us to just say we don't like them, they got to go away. Right. I wish we could. Believe me, I can't stand those people. But he's got to bring them home. And his choice to do that is Tim Scott, Burgum, or Rubio. And Rubio has just been savage lately. And I think that's probably going to push Trump over. Because Trump loves somebody who can fiercely advocate for Trump more than anything else. And Rubio has done that very credibly.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'd be lying if I didn't say I wasn't enjoying this. The absolute freak out going on the left is fun to watch because they've always got it together. They are always in lockstep. They don't have 20% that undermines them at every turn like we do with the Bush crowd, the Bush Romney wing, the country club wing. Axios, a liberal publication, headline. If you were watching me on Rumble, you can see me smile. Headline: Biden rebels in Congress see their revolt crumbling. Just before House Democrats Tuesday morning come to Jesus meeting on President Biden's path forward, a smaller group of swing district Democrats held what sources described as a despondent gathering with actual tears. So that tells you they are in trouble in the swing states. Look, with as many fake voters that are still on the rolls in a swing state, it'd take a landslide to overcome that. The fake ballots. Understand, folks, do you know when voting starts? We like November? No, no. Voting in the swing states starts the first week of October. They have a machine on the ground to get their early voters to the polls. An absolute machine built over 3 years. Topping off the machine they had in 2020. We had no machine. We're like, we don't need that. We'll just go to the polls on election day. Wrong answer. If they're in actual tears, according to Axios, we're in landslide territory right now with Joe Biden as the candidate. We need to keep him as a candidate. We need to begin to think we will do what best serves freedom. We will do what best serves the survival of the republic. That is to keep Joe Biden in the race and defeat him. Defeat him. We are this close to our children not living in tyranny. And we got idiots like James Comer. Yeah, let's have a hearing on the 25th Amendment. Let's help the Democrats. We help them. We help them lots. Let's bring in Joe Biden's doctor to go over why the Democrats should get a better candidate who can defeat us. One who did not have a federal record. I sound like South Park, right? Because this is that dumb. Bury them. Do what they do to us. Do you think that if we covered up Trump having Parkinson's, Trump having dementia, Trump having ulcers, I don't care what they call it, they'd be like, oh no, 25th Amendment, let's get a better Republican candidate. Cartman might. God, we're dumb. We are so dumb. Look, our media should cover it honestly because we're honest people. We tell the truth. That's who we are. We're the good guys. We don't help them. Okay? Because we're teaching them right now. Oh, hey, if we get to September, if we get, you know, hey, we get to August, we get to July, and you know that candidate you nominated in January, they're losing to the Republican. You can just go ahead and replace them in a little silly blitz primary. As Lee pointed out the other day, love the blitz term. Where'd that come from? Nazi Germany. Fascist party. Perfect. It's totally fascist. Yeah, where the elites get to pick a better candidate they think could better beat the Republican. Are you listening to them? They don't get to do that. They don't get to. No, because they're going to want to do it every time. They don't get to. They lied to us. Okay, folks, it'd be one thing if they suddenly developed Parkinson's or something and, you know, whatever, you know, couldn't see it coming. They lied to us again and again and again and again and again and again. They called it Russian disinformation. They tried to censor it. They don't get to change the candidate midstream. They picked them. They lied to have them. They censored us or demanded the censorship to keep them. You run with him, damn it. You run with him because he represents what you are. Fake, vacant, vacuous, not there. Doesn't care about America, doesn't care about a thing. He is the nowhere man, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Run with him. Stop trying to help them. Do not send me a text saying, but nuclear war. People around him will do what they do. Run the country like they've been for 3 years. I'm sure somebody will do something. No, let's replace him with a more competent Democrat. Well, if the Democrats' goal for the country was to save it, help it, protect it, and we just disagreed on the details, that might be one thing, but that is not the case. The Democrat Party's goal for the country is absolute destruction, economic destruction, physical destruction, end of sovereignty. We do not replace a weak Democrat with a stronger one in that scenario. We defeat them. We smash them into the ground and we laugh while we do it because that's what they would do to us. Oh, I'm worried about the country, 25th Amendment. That's what they want us to say. Shut up. Shut up. If I hear one more pundit, 25th Amendment, oh no, what if someone calls after 8 o'clock? Oh no. Let me ask you an honest question. Do you think Joe Biden, in his sane moments, because he has plenty of them, he has them, we see them. Do you think he wants the best for the country? He let Tajikistan is the hotbed of ISIS terror. It is ISIS's training ground now in the world, into this country, when he couldn't vet them. And they turned it out. They turned out to be ISIS. We caught them in a wiretape building a bomb. Biden didn't do that. The Democrat Party did that. You want to put a better, more clear-minded Democrat who's better at making their arguments in Biden's place so he can, what, defeat us? When we are finally, through the grace of God and a little luck, because it sure ain't our planning, we are finally in a position to win. Then you know what? You know what you are? You're a Democrat. You might as well operate outside the DNC. I don't want to hear 25th Amendment. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. They picked him. They lied to keep him. They can run with him. And we don't help them. Stop with the rhetoric. Stop it. I hear talk radio hosts, our hosts all over the country. Oh, we need 25th Amendment now. Okay? And what happens the day after we remove him with the 25th Amendment? Oh, they get a really good candidate who can win in the suburbs. And then what? You're going to get 10 more ISIS terrorists and 10 more and 20 more after that. By the way, they can't even find 150 of them. That came in with the ISIS network. That was 2 weeks ago. Except now they'll have a better Democrat who can defeat us and who will do what? Same thing. No. We want Joe Biden. Shut up about the 25th Amendment and go on the offensive. You're not taking him off that ballot. You're not. No. Stop helping them. Stop it. You know what people should pay attention to? A lot of these Democrats who are in tears, shaking, quaking. The word shell shock was used by liberal Axios to describe this Democrat meeting of panic. People were crying. I'm not saying that facetiously, literally crying in this meeting over Joe Biden being the nominee. Shell shocked. Notice who a lot of these Democrats are who are frantically out there, part of this caucus, trying to get rid of Joe, which they admit is failing. For now. It's just what's being reported. We'll see if it holds. I pray it does. I don't want Joe going anywhere. The Democrats saying this, Liz Mayer points out, she's right, are largely from Colorado, Virginia, and Minnesota. Why is that important? Three states should not be swing states. That's what's out there right now, that those could become swing states. Some of the polling even indicates that too. Not all of it, but some of it. Historic losses in the House. And these panty wetters in the Republican Party are like, oh no, Joe has to go. Why? So we don't have Democrat historic losses in the House. Duh. Yeah, Joe's got to go. We have to pound him into the ground. At the polls. They don't get a last minute switch out. No, no. So if you are listening to me today and you use me for show prep, congratulations, you listen to the best show on the East Coast. I know I go first. That's why you use me. Stop it with the 25th Amendment. Shut up. If you talk to your congressman, ask him, why are you talking 25th Amendment? Are you dumb? But we got to remove Biden. We will. And we'll take the House, and we'll have the Senate too. And we'll have one last chance to save this country that we shouldn't have got. We have gotten lucky. No, we'll do him a favor and remove him because I don't know why. Yeah, we'll back that. That's what they want. Listen to how bad off they are. Okay, this is from Axios. Just before House Democrats Tuesday morning come to Jesus meeting, on President Biden's path forward, a smaller group of swing district Democrats held what sources described as a despondent gathering with actual tears. Again, this is a liberal publication. The block of battleground House Democrats is one of the first firm pockets of a rapidly disintegrating movement on Capitol Hill to get Biden off the ticket. Rapidly disintegrating. See, this is why we don't help them. One shell-shocked lawmaker who was present at the meeting, shell-shocked, I love that, would offer only one word to characterize it, intense. Oh, I bet it was. Another described the mood as pretty much unanimous that Biden has got to step down, adding there were actual tears from people and not for Biden. Of course not. They don't give a damn about anybody. They don't care about 12-year-old girls who were tortured for two hours before their death and raped. They're not going to care about their leader either. Can't even condemn that. Don't even want to comment on it. What little girl? I don't know any 12-year-old little girl. What little girl? The dead one from under the bridge? The illegal immigrants? You know the one that still had Joe's monitoring bracelet on her ankle? That dead 12-year-old. That girl, you don't, no, we don't know about that. That's who these people are. Smash them into the ground. They deserve it. No mercy. You picked him. You hit his condition. Folks, the Wall Street Journal, 2022. The Germans scheduling their meetings with Joe Biden when they come to town around his bedtime. They knew that neurologist, the Parkinson's expert, came 8 times. It was right there in the White House log. They hid it. They lied. They said it was misinformation. Then you run with that candidate. You run with that candidate. You bought him. You keep him. One House Democrat, Axios writes, liberal publication, who was in both meetings, said most of our caucus is still with him, meaning he'll stay in, which sucks for our country. No, 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 no. It's great for our country. Democrats suck for our country. Democrats are leading an invasion of our country. Going in and out of the meeting, several House Democrats who have previously raised concerns about Biden said they are now with him. Whether or not I have concerns beside the point, he's going to be our nominee and we have to support him. Yes. So how do we keep them there? We do not hold hearings where we quiz Biden's doctor. We do not demand the 25th Amendment. We do not. They got themselves in. They can get themselves out with our help, without our help. Biden enjoyed his first sustained shove support on Capitol Hill on Monday with dozens of House and Senate Democrats publicly saying they support him staying on the ticket. Good. On Monday evening, Biden joined a call. But let me explain something, folks. In the polling average right now, Joe Biden is the least popular person to run for president ever. That's why they want him off the ticket. Do you think they care about the nuclear call in the middle of the night? I'm talking about the Democrats. No, they don't care. If he was 6 points ahead, they would be fighting to keep him on this ticket. This is all about them winning, keeping power and keeping that border open long enough to replace us, amnesty the voters coming over the border, and have one party rule like China. Yes, they don't care about the nuclear war or call in the middle of the night or whatever. Late Monday night, a House Democrat who is deeply skeptical of Biden acknowledged to Axios that Democrats were folding all over the place and become resigned to Biden holding all the cards here and having no real say in the matter. Good. Could somebody get to Comer? Do you know Comer? You are a radio talk show host using the show for prep. You get Comer. Get Comer on. Get him on. Tell him to shut up. No hearings. No 25th Amendment. No doctors. Shut up. For once, for the love of God, do something smart. As a Republican, just one time. I'm only asking for once. As someone who wanted the reckoning and is really disappointing that it's over, trust me, it's over, the lawmaker said. What reckoning? Oh, the one where they were going to win. They're going to make Trump a felon. Remember who these people are. Remember who Joe Biden is. If we help them get him out by 25th Amendment, wringing our tears in our, in our little tissues. They had five trials planned for him. Over 700 years in prison, 34 felony conviction. Who did that? Joe Biden did that. Joe Biden stays on that ticket. The people of this country need to be able to judge the administration that did it. Not just the name Joe Biden, the administration. We deserve that. We earn that. We have the right for that. Don't let them off the hook. If you're interviewing a congressman in your district, then you tell him, if you have a chance and you're listening to the show, you blast that congressman if he wants 25th Amendment. Shut up. Just shut up. Give us our chance. Give us our fight. Because it's the last one we're going to get. We do not get, oh, wait, 3 months. I've got someone on the text line, a dear sweet listener, okay? Tara, if Joe Biden has dementia, if we don't get rid of him, Taiwan's in danger. Not as much danger as Taiwan's going to be in if we replace Joe Biden and that new clean slate Democrat beats us. And now Taiwan's in danger for the next 4 years instead of 4 months when Joe Biden's a lame duck. Got to think like that. That's how we think. The best thing to do is to get the Democrats out because Joe Biden didn't do any of this. The open border, Afghanistan, Taiwan, he didn't do it. The party did. He is an empty, listless vessel. He is nowhere, man. Finish him off. No mercy. Finish them. Humiliate them. Let them wander in the forest for the next 10 years. They did this. They dug themselves in. Never forget, this is the party that by now expected Trump to be convicted at least twice and wearing an ankle monitoring bracelet at his convention. Again, who did that? Biden administration. Biden administration. Oh, I don't want them off the ticket at all. I don't care if Joe's got to wander around with drool down his face. His people did it. They could pay.
NATO leaders have gathered here in Washington for a summit to mark 75 years of the alliance. It's also an opportunity for President Biden to try and show the world and voters here in the United States that he has what it takes to be commander in chief and run for re-election.
That is how that is being framed. Well, he's got one last chance to show that dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, whatever, is not going to get in his way. That he can recover. This is such idiotic coverage. Well, we know he's Parkinson's now or, you know, he's demented or whatever. But, you know, we'll see if he can give it the old college try. We look so stupid. We look ridiculous. We do. Which is fabulous because that means Donald Trump looks awesome. He's been on fire on the stump. I think he's actually listening to his advisors, which I don't know that he's ever done before. And you know what he is now? Somebody wrote this overnight. There's no anger there. He is the happy warrior. Trump wins when Trump makes fun of the other candidate because he's so good at it. It's the ragey stuff people don't like. You know what people should pay attention to? A lot of these Democrats who are in tears, shaking, quaking, the word shell shock was used by liberal Axios to describe this Democrat meeting of panic. People were crying, I'm not saying that facetiously, literally crying in this meeting over Joe Biden being the nominee. Shell-shocked. Notice who a lot of these Democrats are who are frantically out there part of this caucus trying to get rid of Joe, which they admit is failing. For now. It's just what's being reported. We'll see if it holds. I pray it does. I don't want Joe going anywhere. The Democrats saying this, Liz Mayer points out, she's right, are largely from Colorado, Virginia, and Minnesota. Why is that important? Three states should not be swing states. That's what's out there right now, that those could become swing states. Some of the polling even indicates that too. Not all of it, but some of it. Historic losses in the House. And these panty wetters in the Republican Party are like, oh no, Joe has to go. Why? So we don't have Democrat historic losses in the House. Duh. Yeah, Joe's got to go. We have to pound him into the ground. At the polls. They don't get a last minute switch out. No, no. So if you are listening to me today and you use me for show prep, congratulations, you listen to the best show on the East Coast. I know I go first. That's why you use me. Stop it with the 25th Amendment. Shut up. If you talk to your congressman, ask him, why are you talking 25th Amendment? Are you dumb? But we got to remove Biden. We will. And we'll take the House, and we'll have the Senate too. And we'll have one last chance to save this country that we shouldn't have got. We have gotten lucky. No, we'll do him a favor and remove him, because I don't know why. Yeah, we'll back that. That's what they want. Listen to how bad off they are, okay? This is from Axios. Just before House Democrats Tuesday morning come to Jesus meeting, on President Biden's path forward, a smaller group of swing district Democrats held what sources described as a despondent gathering with actual tears. Again, this is a liberal publication. The block of battleground House Democrats is one of the first firm pockets of a rapidly disintegrating movement on Capitol Hill to get Biden off the ticket. Rapidly disintegrating. See, this is why we don't help them. One shell-shocked lawmaker who was present at the meeting, shell-shocked, I love that, would offer only one word to characterize it, intense. Oh, I bet it was. Another described the mood as pretty much unanimous that Biden has got to step down, adding there were actual tears from people and not for Biden. Of course not. They don't give a damn about anybody. They don't care about 12-year-old girls who were tortured for two hours before their death and raped. They're not going to care about their leader either. Can't even condemn that. Don't even want to comment on it. What little girl? I don't know any 12-year-old little girl. What little girl? The dead one? From under the bridge, the illegal immigrants, you know, the one that still had Joe's monitoring bracelet on her ankle. That dead 12-year-old. That girl, you don't, no, we don't know about that. That's who these people are. Smash them into the ground. They deserve it. No mercy. You picked him. You hit his condition. Folks, the Wall Street Journal, 2022. The Germans scheduling their meetings with Joe Biden when they come to town. Around his bedtime. They knew that neurologist, the Parkinson's expert, came 8 times. It was right there in the White House log. They hid it. They lied. They said it was misinformation. Then you run with that candidate. You run with that candidate. You bought him. You keep him. One House Democrat, Axios writes, liberal publication, who was in both meetings said most of our caucus is still with him, meaning he'll stay in, which sucks for our country. No. It's great for our country. Democrats suck for our country. Democrats are leading an invasion of our country. Going in and out of the meeting, several House Democrats who have previously raised concerns about Biden said they are now with him. Whether or not I have concerns beside the point, he's going to be our nominee and we have to support him. Yes. So how do we keep them there? We do not hold hearings where we quiz Biden's doctor. We do not demand the 25th Amendment. We do not. They got themselves in. They can get themselves out with our help, without our help. Biden enjoyed his first sustained show of support on Capitol Hill on Monday with dozens of House and Senate Democrats publicly saying they support him staying on the ticket. Good. On Monday evening, Biden joined a call. But let me explain something, folks. In the polling average right now, Joe Biden is the least popular person to run for president ever. Ever. That's why they want him off the ticket. Do you think they care about the nuclear call in the middle of the night? I'm talking about the Democrats. No, they don't care. If he was 6 points ahead, they would be fighting to keep him on this ticket. This is all about them winning, keeping power and keeping that border open long enough to replace us, amnesty the voters coming over the border, and have one party rule like China. Yes, they don't care about the nuclear war or call in the middle of the night or whatever. Late Monday night, a House Democrat who is deeply skeptical of Biden acknowledged to Axios that Democrats were folding all over the place and become resigned to Biden holding all the cards here and having no real say in the matter. Good. Could somebody get to Comer? Do you know Comer? You are a radio talk show host using the show for prep. You get Comer. Get Comer on. Get him on. Tell him to shut up. No hearings. No 25th Amendment. No doctors. Shut up. For once, for the love of God, do something smart. As a Republican, just one time. I'm only asking for once. As someone who wanted the reckoning and is really disappointing that it's over, trust me, it's over, the lawmaker said. What reckoning? Oh, the one where they were going to win. They're going to make Trump a felon. Remember who these people are. Remember who Joe Biden is. If we help them get him out by 25th Amendment, wringing our tears in our, in our little tissues. They had five trials planned for him. Over 700 years in prison, 34 felony conviction. Who did that? Joe Biden did that. Joe Biden stays on that ticket. The people of this country need to be able to judge the administration that did it. Not just the name Joe Biden, the administration. We deserve that. We earn that. We have the right for that. Don't let them off the hook. If you're interviewing a congressman in your district, then you tell him, if you have a chance and you're listening to the show, you blast that congressman if he wants 25th Amendment. Shut up. Just shut up. Give us our chance. Give us our fight. Because it's the last one we're going to get. We do not get, oh, wait, 3 months. I've got someone on the text line, a dear sweet listener, okay? But Tara, if Joe Biden has dementia, if we don't get rid of him, Taiwan's in danger. Not as much danger as Taiwan's going to be in if we replace Joe Biden and that new clean slate Democrat beats us. And now Taiwan's in danger for the next 4 years instead of 4 months when Joe Biden's a lame duck. Got to think like that. That's how we think. The best thing to do is to get the Democrats out because Joe Biden didn't do any of this. The open border, Afghanistan, Taiwan, he didn't do it. The party did. He is an empty, empty, listless vessel. He is nowhere, man. Finish him off. No mercy. Finish them. Humiliate them. Let them wander in the forest for the next 10 years. They did this. They dug themselves in. Never forget, this is the party that by now expected Trump to be convicted at least twice and wearing an ankle monitoring bracelet at his convention. Again, who did that? Biden administration. Biden administration. Oh, I don't want them off the ticket at all. I don't care if Joe's got to wander around with drool down his face. His people did it. They could pay.
NATO leaders have gathered here in Washington for a summit to mark 75 years of the alliance. It's also an opportunity for President Biden to try and show the world and voters here in the United States that he has what it takes to be commander in chief and run for re-election.
That is how that is being framed. Well, he's got one last chance to show that dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, whatever, is not going to get in his way. He can recover. This is such idiotic coverage. Well, we know he's Parkinson's now or, you know, he's demented or whatever. But, you know, we'll see if he can give it the old college try. We look so stupid. We look ridiculous. We do. Which is fabulous because that means Donald Trump looks awesome. He's been on fire on the stump. I think he's actually listening to his advisors, which I don't know that he's ever done before. And you know what he is now? Somebody wrote this overnight. There's no anger there. He is the happy warrior. Trump wins when Trump makes fun of the other candidate because he's so good at it. It's the ragey stuff people don't like. And somebody's told him, and this is who he is on the stump, and I love it. Take a listen. This is how you decimate your opponent. It's just fun to hear. This was the Trump that was so much fun.
Pilots walk into the White House. He says he used to fly planes. He didn't. When truckers come in, he says he used to drive a truck. He didn't. When Jewish people are here, he always attended synagogues, he said. The Jewish people, he didn't attend a synagogue. Did he ever see a synagogue? He doesn't know what a synagogue is. When black people come, he spent his Sundays in black churches. All of it's false. All of it's fake. He's a fake. Unfortunately, he was like that in Afghanistan. He was like that with Russia, Ukraine, and he was like that on October 7th and the attack in Israel. He didn't know what he was doing. But whatever else can be said about crooked Joe Biden, you have to give him credit for one brilliant decision, probably the smartest decision he's ever made. He picked Kamala Harris as his vice president. No, it was brilliant. Because it was an insurance policy, maybe the best insurance policy I've ever seen, Marco. If Joe had picked someone even halfway competent, they would have bounced him from office years ago, but they can't because she's got to be their second choice. She has no choice and no chance.
Remember the part where Kamala Harris was raising money to bail out the protesters, the violent protesters, the ones setting things on fire? Remember how one of those protesters then committed murder? I'm sorry, they didn't tell you that, did they? Yeah, she's back at it. This time, she is lauding, praising the violent, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish hate mobs who, let me remind you, knocked a young Jewish woman to the ground for holding an Israeli flag and stomped on her till she was unconscious. Kamala loves it. You know the ones, you saw them on TV, the ones that used a metal desk as a battering ram to smash their way into a building they did not own. That's breaking and entering for the rest of us at a felony level. Then took that over, kidnapped the janitor, kidnapping for the rest of us at felony level. If we did that, we'd be like the January 6th people. We'd be like, I don't know, 15 years in prison. Remember that? Yeah, Kamala loves those folks. Remember the folks who made it so Jewish students couldn't go to class because they were so afraid they might be beaten? She said we're all sympathetic to the protest. Well, you know what? Kamala, what Joe Biden's director of national intelligence just said, you know who's paying for him? Iran. So Kamala Harris is sympathetic to the protests that Hamas, the terror group, has endorsed and Iran is paying for. She said that on the record. These people are monsters.
NATO leaders have gathered here in Washington for a summit to mark 75 years of the alliance. It's also an opportunity for President Biden to try and show the world and voters here in the United States that he has what it takes to be commander-in-chief and run for re-election.
That is how that is being framed. Well, he's got one last chance to show that dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, whatever, is not going to get in his way. He can recover. This is such idiotic coverage. Well, we know he's Parkinson's now, or, you know, he's demented or whatever, but, you know, we'll see if he can give it the old college try. We look so stupid. We look ridiculous. We do. Which is fabulous, because that means Donald Trump looks awesome. He's been on fire on the stump. I think he's actually listening to his advisors, which I don't know that he's ever done before. And you know what he is now? Somebody wrote this overnight. There's no anger there. He is the happy warrior. Trump wins when Trump makes fun of the other candidate because he's so good at it. It's the ragey stuff people don't like. And somebody's told him, and this is who he is on the stump, and I love it. Take a listen. This is how you decimate your opponent. It's just fun to hear. This was the Trump that was so much fun.
Pilots walk into the White House. He says he used to fly planes. He didn't. When truckers come in, he says he used to drive a truck. He didn't. When Jewish people are here, he always attended synagogues, he said. The Jewish people. He didn't attend a synagogue. Did he ever see a synagogue? He doesn't know what a synagogue is. When black people come, he spent his Sundays in black churches. All of it's false. All of it's fake. He's a fake. Unfortunately, he was like that in Afghanistan. He was like that with Russia, Ukraine, and he was like that on October 7th and the attack in Israel. He didn't know what he was doing. But whatever else can be said about crooked Joe Biden, you have to give him credit for one brilliant decision, probably the smartest decision he's ever made. He picked Kamala Harris as his vice president. No, it was brilliant. Because it was an insurance policy, maybe the best insurance policy I've ever seen, Marco. If Joe had picked someone even halfway competent, they would have bounced him from office years ago, but they can't because she's got to be their second choice. She has no choice and no chance.
Remember the part where Kamala Harris was raising money to bail out the protesters, the violent protesters, the ones setting things on fire? Remember how one of those protesters then committed murder? I'm sorry, they didn't tell you that, did they? Yeah, she's back at it. This time, she is lauding, praising the violent, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish hate mobs who, let me remind you, knocked a young Jewish woman to the ground for holding an Israeli flag and stomped on her till she was unconscious. Kamala loves it. You know the ones? You saw them on TV. The ones that used a metal desk as a battering ram to smash their way into a building they did not own. That's breaking and entering for the rest of us at a felony level. Then took that over, kidnapped the janitor. Kidnapping for the rest of us at felony level. If we did that, we'd be like the January 6th people. We'd be like, I don't know, 15 years in prison. Remember that? Yeah, Kamala loves those folks. Remember the folks who made it so Jewish students couldn't go to class because they were so afraid they might be beaten? She said we're all sympathetic to the protest. Well, you know what? Kamala, what Joe Biden's director of national intelligence just said, you know who's paying for him? Iran. So Kamala Harris is sympathetic to the protests that Hamas, the terror group, has endorsed and Iran is paying for. She said that on the record. These people are monsters.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.